First today to Canberra, where the Reserve Bank Governor has fired a warning shot at the Rudd government on industrial relations. Glenn Stevens has been telling the House of Representatives Economics Committee that labour market flexibility must be maintained under Labor's new IR laws. And he's put on the record that the central bank is hearing a lot of concern from business. The opposition hasn't come out unscathed, though. The Reserve Bank boss has poured scorn on claims from the opposition's Barnaby Joyce that Australia might default on its debt. He also warns that interest rates are still below normal and the cycle of interest rate rises still has some way to go. Our economics correspondent, Stephen Long, is at the hearing in Canberra. He joins me now. Stephen, how concerned is the Reserve Bank Governor about these economic consequences of industrial relations?
A little bit of context is important here, Shane. The comments were made in response to questions from Jamie Briggs, the member for Mayo, who was formerly a Howard government staffer and the architect of work choices. So in a sense, the Reserve Bank governor was led to these comments. Nonetheless, it's fair to say that he was in effect observing that the jury is still out on the new workplace laws put in place by the Rudd government. He made the observation that the economy had fared incomparably better under the arrangements in place at the time that the global financial crisis hit compared to previous recessions when we had less flexible arrangements, and he saw it as vital to Australia's economic interests that we maintain the level of flexibility that we've enjoyed. This is what he had to say.
The test is going to be how the new arrangements are basically administered and implemented by all the parties that are involved, which will be the employers, the unions, the Fair Work Organisation, and so on. It's important that all this be done sensibly, and it's extremely important. And flexibility is as key now as ever. And for us to get the most value as a nation out of the opportunities that the growth of Asia into the future presents, we want to retain that flexibility. There's no question about that. It's hard for me to judge how serious the problems are because I'm not in those firms. I can only record that a lot of business people are expressing concern at the moment.
The Reserve Bank Governor Glenn Stevens in Canberra this morning. Stephen Long, that's probably some welcome news for the opposition, but perhaps balanced out by what the Reserve Bank Governor had to say about Barnaby Joyce.
No joy for Barnaby Joyce in the Reserve Bank Governor's views. He didn't use the word ridiculous, but he made it clear that he thought that Barnaby Joyce's view that Australia could default on its sovereign debt was extremely far-fetched. These were his comments.
You'd agree with me then that the comments that Senator Joyce made were just simply wrong in relation to his commentary on Australia's position with sovereign debt.
Well, I take it you refer to comments about default.
Yes.
Well, there are a few things less likely than Australia defaulting on its sovereign debt. There's never been a default by this country. I don't think there's ever been a default by any of the states, with one exception for one day which the Commonwealth stepped in and fixed in 1931. But, you know, there's never been an event of sovereign default by Australia, as far as I know, and I very much doubt there ever will be.
And Stephen, the message on monetary policy, there's no joy in that for borrowers.
He made the point that rates are still not back to normal or average. Now, this was interesting, Shane, because the Deputy Governor, Rick Battaglino, had observed before that if you take into account the rates rises that we'd seen put in place by lenders, by the banks, on top of what the Reserve Bank's done, then you could say that rates were in the normal range. Well, Glenn Stevens says they're not normal and they still have a little way to go before they are normal. This was the essence of his comments.
We're a fair bit closer to normal now than we were when we last met with you, given what we've done and what the banks added on top of that. You know, when we eventually get to normal, there's a bit more work to do there, but that's the order of magnitude I think we're talking about.
So we're talking about still a move in terms of interest rates going up between 50 and 100
basis
points.
We're still below normal, I would say, which hitherto I think has been the appropriate place to be. But there's still a little distance to go yet before I think you could characterise the setting of interest rates as normal or average.
And Stephen Long, does Glenn Stevens have a view on this debate as to whether monetary policy is the way to deal with asset bubbles?
His comments here were fascinating, Shane. He made the point that monetary policy shouldn't be used to try to prick asset price bubbles and deflate them, but there was a role if you had a situation where asset prices, for instance, home prices, were soaring and there was easy credit and a big expansion of borrowing and lending standards were slipping. Then, he said, there was a case to lift interest rates higher than you otherwise would, regardless of the level of inflation, to combat that. So he does see a role and indeed observe that they had tried to do that to an extent in 2003 when house prices were on the rise.
Stephen Long, our economics correspondent in Canberra.